Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. You and I talked many times over the past several years about the LED message boards, and I know I don't want to go through all that again. That was a tough haul for you getting that done, but they are reality now, and you've had a ribbon cutting.
We had a ribbon cutting last Wednesday, John Mark, and we had the ribbon cutting at the city park, and it was really, really good. It was it's a three-year project that we've been waiting to get up, and we've got two of them working right now. One at Magison Hotel, we're going on the west entrance, going into Walmart, and the other one down on Park Street. The third one will be up in the next couple of weeks. We've been there's a little glitch in the software to get it to be loaded over the airways, and I don't know what all that is, but we ought to have it up in the next 2 weeks. It's about 300 or 400 yards past AC Williams, mm-hmm. In that field over on the going towards Sulphur Springs.
Well, the two that are up and running seem to be working very well, and you have very attractive graphics.
Absolutely, and they're finding out all the ways those graphics can move and the color that's on them, and they're really, really amazing. Everybody gets used to, we want everybody to get used to, it's community service. Anything that's happening in commerce that is citywide, we want everybody to know about it.
If someone wants an event announced on those message boards, how do they do that?
They can submit it to Lacey Dingman at the Parks Department at City Hall. It's Lacey.Dingman at commercetex.org.
Okay, and so she'll put it up on the board for you. And those are nice, and we'll look forward to that third one being up and running.
Oh, it's cool.
Tell me something about, you had an event recently called Wake Up with the Chamber.
Yes, we did. We're starting a new thing with the Chamber of Commerce that on certain days of the month, we thought we might do it once a quarter, but we really had a lot of interest in this last Wednesday. We had it at Piece of Bread, and Don had breakfast for everybody over there, and we had a lot of new businesses in town that came. It was a meet and greet more than it was anything else. There was no formal program put together, but it was really well conceived, because we had interchange of business cards, and some of our new businesses that don't know a lot of people actually got to come and actually got business from when people showed up. They exchanged business. He goes, oh, well, I've got a new paint and body shop, and oh, well, I need a new paint and body shop, and oh, by the way, they're going to be bringing, I think we mentioned it this last time, that Enterprise Rent-A-Car is coming with them as well. And I think they've already contracted with the university, with CISD, with the city, to start doing rent cars there. And it's going to be, you don't have to go to Greenville anymore to get a rent car in Commerce.
And that's going to be on Highway 224.
Right. Right, just past the overhead at the end of where Culver actually rolls around and it goes back into 224. It's right there by the metal recycling place.
Right. All right, we're talking with Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. And then we're almost out of time. Of course, Bodark Bash is coming up September 21st, 22nd. You need volunteers.
I do. Anybody who feels the need to if they need community service hours for the kids that are in school. And I've already been in touch with Charlie Alderman about that, as well as some of the groups coming back to the university now. Last year we had 50 that volunteered for the bash, and we offer 2-hour shifts or 4-hour shifts throughout the 2-day period, the 21st and the 22nd, and we'll give you total credit for anything that you do. We need some cleanup people. We need some people just to monitor where for the eating area down there where we need some people to sell t-shirts. It's just, you know, it's just overall volunteer stuff for the bash. And it's it really is a lot of fun. You know, get to meet a lot of people. And we anybody who wants to volunteer, please give us a call at 903-886-3950 and either talk to Cheryl or myself.
Okay, good. And then there's your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And just
absolutely.
Drop by.
Info at commerce-chamber.com.
Okay, and just drop by.
Come by, and we'd love to sign you up.
Okay, great. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.